Keaton Slovis was the guy at USC who replaced the guy, JT Daniels. Well, Daniels is now at Georgia where he's a backup. Slovis has been replaced by Jackson Dart. They're going to play UCLA this weekend.
They shouldn't be playing UCLA this weekend. They should be playing UCLA next weekend. What are we doing in college football? Let's make some sense here. USC-UCLA should be playing Thanksgiving weekend. They should not be playing the weekend before. Come on. Jeez.
Yeah, what happened to rivalry week for the final week of the regular season?
Oh, I mean, well, first of all, whenever USC plays Notre Dame, that's always the last game. Now, when they play at Notre Dame, that game's in October. But you got to, I mean, come on. USC-UCLA should be the final game of the regular season. We're getting a little too far off kilter here with some of the things that happen. You know, some of these things are, the Pac-12's done weird things. Stanford and Cal played, what, last week, 2 weeks ago? Stanford and Cal should be playing the last weekend of the season. And they got to get some stuff straightened out. They're kind of taking some stuff that, look, Washington and Washington State should always play for the Apple Cup at the end. Arizona State at the end. Okay? Utah should play Colorado at the end of the two newbies, okay? Oregon should play Oregon State. Cal should play Stanford. USC should play UCLA. Same thing. Oklahoma State should play the last game. Right? You know, every year that should be like that.
This is the Pac-12 we're talking about here.
But it doesn't make sense. In the Big Ten, for example, Maryland and Rutgers should play the last game. Penn State should play Michigan State. I'm not saying it's an awesome and incredible rivalry or anything like that, but at least it's been a part of the fabric for, you know. It's more often than not, Penn State has closed the regular season with Michigan State since joining the Big Ten. How about that? I mean, there's nowhere else to go. You know, but they've been doing this rotation of, well, a couple years it's Maryland, a couple years it's Rutgers. Somebody needs to get themselves together in that office. They really do. Penn State, you know, I know Iowa won the game this year, but Penn State should not be playing Iowa every year. You got to make this a total conference experience. You do. I know that you have guys that aren't staying places, you know, 4 and 5 years, but for goodness sakes, you've got to get into a rotation, right? Where you sit there, you got to play everybody in your division, right? Well, then guess what? Then just randomly pick three: Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota. You play them home and away in a 2-year span. So you play them in back-to-back years, one home, one away. All right? Then you take, I don't know, pick Northwestern, Illinois, Nebraska. All right? Same thing. Play them home and away in a 2-year span, whatever the rotation happens to be in a particular year. And then the team you haven't played yet is Purdue, which then leads the next rotation. Okay, Purdue, and then it's back to Minnesota and Wisconsin, whatever. But that way, if you're playing in a 4 or 5 year Big Ten career, you will have played everybody. That's a conference. That's a conference. You're going to play 9 conference games. You've got that option to do it that way, and they won't do it. Oh, no, no. Penn State, Iowa plays every year. Nebraska plays. Ohio State every year. Who comes up with this stuff? Who comes up with this stuff? Same thing with the SEC. I mean, the SEC, you get a crossover game. So Alabama plays Tennessee every year, and they play one other team in the Eastern Division. That's it. That's all they play. Alabama plays South Carolina? I don't know, maybe. Someday. It was a big deal Alabama played Florida this year. Wow, they haven't played in forever. I mean, you know, it's outside the SEC title game. That's my point. I'm talking about a regular season matchup. I mean, you look for years, Bear Bryant wouldn't play Georgia. Wouldn't play him. You're in the same conference. Bears, we're not playing them. So Alabama rarely played Georgia. They're in the same conference. They didn't play. What are we going on? Where are we going here? You got a college football playoff committee where they said, well, you know, game aside. Game aside? Well, the numbers, the analytics. No, 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 no. There are two very important numbers. One's 37, one's 33. That's the score of the game. They played. They won. Took their shot, didn't get it done. Next. Don't care about what the stats say. Here's what the stats say. Hey, that's your playoff committee? I mean, maybe you can get away with that if there are 12. But you can't get away with that when it's 4. They're going FPIs, strength of schedule, strength of record, blah, blah, blah. It's not that. When you play somebody, you play. It's crazy. Okay, so Oregon is right now 8th in strength of record. Okay. Alabama, let's see, Oregon State. Cincinnati is given a 36% chance of getting in. Strength of record, right? Looking at team quality of the resume, it gets worse for Oregon. They're ranked 18th in the FBI. In 2015, Iowa was placed by the committee in the top four a couple of times while being ranked in the FBI in the mid-20s, but that Iowa team was also undefeated at the time. Should Oregon maintain its FBI rank, which is 18, and still get into the playoff, it'll be the worst ever to get there to go with Michigan State, which was 14th in 2015. Who cares? I mean, when you're starting to do this stuff, you got a big problem. You got a big problem. You want to know why Oregon's ranked where they are? They went to Columbus and beat Ohio State. Anybody else do that this year? Games aside, that's how a sentence was started by the head of the committee. Games aside. Games aside. Games are what it's all about. I realize in college football you get a shot, and you better have it on that particular day or else you're going to lose your shot. But we got to be careful about where we're going with this thing. This is a big... You watch what this committee's doing so far this year. This is a huge reason why they need to go to 12. They're making a stronger argument every Tuesday night why 12 is needed. Plus, it'll be an extra round of playoffs. And, you know, I mean, the suits apply for a few Westwood One jobs. I got it. Okay. Back with more in a moment. Yeah, just, you know, just throw that in there.